Let's do a cold open. All right, that was good. I'm okay. Hi guys. Jordan's not here tonight because we could have, well, last week it was your fault.
No, I gave you guys fair warning. I had to do some adulting stuff, and that's why I couldn't be there.
Yeah, that's true. But still, it was your fault.
The day of to cancel.
No matter.
Like some people.
The reason why we canceled last week is because of Devin and because Jordan was.
Hold on. I'm not the reason that we canceled. I just wasn't going to be here. Jordan's the one who canceled.
Yes, Jordan was the one who canceled.
And Jordan notice, Jordan's not here today, but neither of us canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
because we're team players. We're here for the fans. We're here to bring content. And Jordan doesn't care about you. Just let that let that be known. He's off, celebrating his anniversary or something. Like, what a loser. After the first 2 years, it's like, who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
then it's only the milestone ones.
Yeah, exactly. Then, five.
Tell me how our 10. Instagram, our Glitches and Gearhead Instagram just got followed by, shout out, Barbecue New York. New York Barbecue. In Tampa, Florida. Thanks for the follow.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know. It was very random.
Do they cook meat there?
Okay. I hope so.
No, I'm unfollowing. This is a vegan podcast.
No, do not. No, we are not a vegan podcast. Hold on. Literally, you are the only vegan one in this podcast.
Well, Jordan's vegan too.
No. No.
He's like flexitarian.
Same. Then it doesn't matter. Still not vegan. Anyway, all right. So I want to tell you guys about something today that happened.
We didn't even say anything.
We said Jordan's the reason that he's not here.
Yeah, but we didn't say hello. Like, hey guys.
Hi, I'm Devin. This is Corin. All right, let's get to it. Right. Amazon released New World today.
Yeah.
which was nuts because at about, I think it was 3 o'clock today. 2:30, 3 o'clock p.m., there was a queue of 400,000 concurrent players.
Wow.
Waiting to get into the game.
Wow, waiting to get in?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The game hit 700,000 concurrent players today, which is pretty dang good for a launch day.
Yeah, that's really good for a launch.
The highest on Steam charts was PUBG, which was 3.2 million concurrent players, followed by CSGO, Dota 2, and then Cyberpunk 2077. New World takes the fifth spot.
Wow.
Surpassing Valheim that came out earlier this year.
Was there any crashes, anything like that?
No, it wasn't crashes. There was a lot of lag and long wait times, mostly for overseas players.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
The biggest problem is that unlike some of these other bigger name publishers like Valve and stuff, they didn't have the server capacity to just spin up more servers to handle the increased load.
Oh, wow.
So they were just kind of maxed out, and that was best they could do. Wow. So there's still people trying to get in as of right now to play. Jeez. I see people on my Steam friends list that keep popping up that they're trying to join and then they close out and then they try to go back in and it looks like they're just not getting in right now. But it seems like a pretty popular game. Everybody seems to be wanting to give it a shot. So we'll see how that unveils going further. Maybe they'll get some servers up and be able to deal with the insane demand that they've seemed to generate.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty nuts, dude. Yeah, I'm looking at the Kotaku article.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nuts.
All right.
Cool.
Do you have something or do you want me to keep going?
No. Sorry, I was reading.
How dare you?
Actually,
we both know you can't read.
Yeah, I know. It's just Doug, Devin, god dang, dude. Do you really have to?
Sorry. Didn't mean to put your business out there like that. Can I issue a warning to everybody?
Go for it.
Can I issue a warning? So, my lovely wife who sends me these articles, shout out to her. She sent me one a little bit ago that was talking about this Trojan virus called Bloody Stealer, and it targets Steam, GOG, and Epic accounts. It's called Bloody Stealer.
Bloody Stealer.
Yep.
That's not.
That's the name of the Trojan virus. It can scrape cookies, passwords, bank cards, and your entire account.
Wow.
Yeah. So be very careful with that. Don't download anything you don't know what it is for sure. And the most dangerous part of it is it's relatively cheap because it's only $10 per month or $40 for a lifetime license of this program. So people can go and buy it for $10 a month or for $40 for the rest of the life. So be very careful. Make sure your antivirus is up to date. Don't download anything that you're not 100% sure of.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Don't download things that you know you don't know.
Yeah, don't use torrents.
Yeah,
torrents cause problems.
Definitely don't do that. That could just melt your computer, pretty much, or get you in really big trouble.
Yep.
So I'm trying to find this article. Excuse my pausing. But these guys made the middle, like Lord of the Rings Middle Earth, to scale in Minecraft.
That's pretty cool.
And it took them 8 years.
8 years, jeez.
8 years, yeah. I'm trying to find the article. Hold on. Do you have a topic? Because I can't find
I have topics.
Go for one. I'm going to come back to this one.
All right. So next thing I wanted to talk about was Mazda. Because they have announced that by 2030, their entire lineup will be at least some form of electric motor. Whether it's hybrid or...
Who?
What? Mazda.
Oh, wow.
And the reason that that's a problem is because of a little sports car that we refer to as the Miata.
Oh, God.
Because that's not going to be exempt from this, unfortunately. The problem that a lot of people are voicing opinions over, that there's even been some pretty big YouTubers that have put out content on it because it's pretty recent. The problem is that in the racing community, these cars are so heavily used, but you can't use an electric car for circuit racing very well. We saw some of the videos months ago about the first autopilot race and how well that went.
Yeah.
But they have an actual Formula E racing league, which limits their races to only 45 minutes because that's the extent that those batteries can run at that much performance being pushed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is that most of their races, more than half of their competitors don't finish the race because they run out of battery too soon. So it's literally just an endurance race at that point, just to see who can last longest. That's all there is to it, which...
Yeah, that doesn't...
It takes out the excitement of, okay, how quick can you do a pit stop? You need to refuel. You need to change your tires. When you only have a 45-minute run, it doesn't really give you time to really see what your team can do. You know?
Yeah.
It's all left up to the engineers at that point and driver skill, but it's like, okay.
An arrow.
So if this guy goes, you know, 50 miles per hour, but nobody finishes the race otherwise, he wins. And that's not exciting. So I wanted to get your opinion on the Miata potentially, well, not potentially, it will be going electric in the next, I guess, 9 years that we have left.
No, I hate it. It's dumb. I mean,
yeah.
I am all for EVs. Like, I love EVs. That's awesome. The technology is awesome. I love Tesla. What they're doing with Tesla is really cool. They just made the Plaid, which is the fastest production car available right now.
Yeah.
With like 1,000 horsepower that you can just go to the Tesla and be like, hey, here's money. Give me the 1,000 horsepower car. And then you're like ready to literally annihilate whatever else is on the road.
Yeah.
Now,
one thing that is reassuring is Mazda has confirmed that they released an official statement, and they said Mazda is seeking to electrify the MX-5 Miata in an effort to have all models feature a form of electrification by 2030. We will work hard to make it a lightweight, affordable, open two-seater sports car in order to meet the needs of customers, which is reassuring because that's the other thing. Batteries for these electric cars are extremely heavy.
Yeah.
Like, you have a Miata that weighs like 2,400 pounds or so, 2,200 pounds. And then if you go and try to make that electric, you're going to be well over 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, in this tiny car.
And it's fine if you want to give it more power with the electric because it is, you know, much easier to make power on an electric motor. The only difference is that if the car is so heavy, you're not going to be able to corner and turn and have the same amount of performance as the original Miata would.
Yeah.
So something to look at going forward. Hopefully they do it right and don't screw up the Miata. Cause
I mean, I think even when all car manufacturers go EV, they're still going to be, I mean, like you said, all races can't be EV cars. Like, that's just not how it works. Yeah. Unless they like figure out some way to like swap batteries. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that whatever they do, because their phrasing of like some form of electrification, maybe they're just going to do like a under 20 miles per hour on the electric motor or something. I don't know.
Hybrid.
Yeah. But it's like hybrids are so expensive to develop. I don't know how they're going to manage that. So we'll see. We'll keep those updates coming for the Miata.
Yeah. So I found the article. It's in the doc if you want to click on it.
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
No, I'll click on it.
So it took them, it was in development for 10 years.
Whew.
That
is,
yeah,
and it was a long time.
Yeah, it was like a whole like team of people. It says the team has grown from a modest form group to having over 300 members in staff positions. And the actual map is, hold on, where are the specs? Oh, the Minecraft Middle Earth map is currently 29,000 by 30,000 blocks, which makes an area around 870 square kilometers, which is, and that's around the same size as Dallas, Texas.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to say, I mean, when I saw that, I was like, wow, the like dedication these guys had to just keep going is pretty nuts. I would assume, I didn't read the whole thing. I would assume they're going to sell the seed for use. I wouldn't. I mean, if they freaking release the seed for free, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
But yeah, I mean, if you just see the, like, if you look at the pictures are nuts. Like, it looks crazy. And they have it, like, they have it in the, you know, ray tracing, like, ultra graphics mode of Minecraft where, like, the water looks real and the clouds look real, so.
Right.
It's pretty nuts. But yeah, that happened. That was pretty cool. I do have an update. I think two podcasts ago, I was talking about my coworker that his engine blew up.
Yeah.
And I told him to check out the recalls. And I was like, you know, that your car sounds super familiar. I'm pretty sure we have gone over a recall for that. So I told him, hey, go look up recalls for your car. Turns out he did, and he contacted a dealer, and it was an ongoing recall, and he's getting a new engine.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm super happy for him. He's obviously super happy because the car is only like, you know, like 4 years old or 5 years old, somewhere around there.
Right. Hey, look at that, guys. I want every listener to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Because we do these recalls, one of you guys was able to get your engine replaced completely free under warranty. Because otherwise, he would have never known.
Yeah, and he would have been...
He thought he was out of luck.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to have to pay for a new car.
And he was still paying for that car, too.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Elantra GT.
Okay.
Hyundai, yeah.
Hyundai Elantra GT.
Yeah, so supposedly the recall had to do with oil pressure, and I forgot the exact, but it had to do with the oil pressure and the oil in the vehicle where, like, it would burn at a, like, ridiculous rate.
Keeping track of the temp.
Yeah, and basically just burn up all the oil, and then... You know, you're just taking a drive home from work one day and your car decides to blow up because it has no oil.
Hey, I got a question for you. Totally unrelated. You have a Minecraft server, don't you?
I do have a Minecraft server.
Is it on Java?
It is on Java.
Whoa, that's crazy. Can you tell me more about it?
About my server?
Yeah, tell me about your server.
Okay.
You know why? Because I'm going to install Minecraft live on stream.
Wow.
Because I forgot to do it last night.
Yeah, because you're dummy.
Hey, at least I did it.
Well, you're at least you're doing it. You didn't do it. You were doing it. I have always, since I started playing Minecraft in, like, 2013, have always aspired to have my own server. And I just got on the Minecraft kick again, like, a couple months ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of playing on these huge servers. And I have a bunch of people in my Discord server that would, like, that all play Minecraft. So I was like, you know what? I have a job.
Right.
So I went to a server hosting site, which is, I did extensive research on like where I should go because I didn't want to get ripped off. I wanted to get good, you know, service and whatever. So I ended up going to Apex Hosting. And I have to say, dude, like their like whole business model and stuff is amazing. Like their server has been, you know, up like constantly, no lag. I mean, I haven't had over like four people yet. So I can't really say to the lag aspect, but like their support, like I literally have like I would have a random question and just to click the little like talk button or the little chat button, and then the bot would like come up and be like, hey, just, you know, if you can ask me a question, or you can say transfer to an agent and I'll give you to a person. And I don't even bother. I just, you know, type in transfer to an agent and there's a person there like in a second, literally. And they say hello and I ask my question and they answer me. And like, I was having some real big trouble with my server where like a whole map got deleted. And they like went into my server remotely and like fixed stuff for me and was like, all right, we did this and it's back up. And I was like, wow, it was like just really good support. And I was really surprised. I was surprised because, you know, it's a Minecraft hosting site. But yeah, so if you are, we're not sponsored.
So I have to have Java edition though, right? Yeah. Not the Windows 10 edition.
No, the Java edition. Yeah. The OG. But yeah, we're not sponsored or anything. Just a happy customer. If you play Minecraft and you want to, you know, make your own server, I think they also have Valheim hosting and Rust hosting now. I think they just came out with Rust server hosting. And they're going to come out with Arc hosting later this year. So I actually might. I think I can get a discount if I get an Arc server as well. And I honestly might do that at the end of the year. But anyway, yeah. So I got a server. I was so surprised because when you think of, hey, I want to start a Minecraft server, you think of buying something and then you play. You know what I mean? Which it is true. Like I could have just bought the server, you know, downloaded a simple, just like, you know, the latest version of the game and then just had that and just played like typical survival. But I was like, that's boring. I want to do something different. And I was downloading a bunch of different plugins and like to do different game modes and stuff like that. And it was super fun. But oh my goodness, I did not realize. Literally, I had to learn like low level coding to like mess with these plugins. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Like I had so much fun learning it, but I was just like, I was going into it. I was not prepared to do what I did. But I'm glad I did. It was a really cool experience, you know, going to a YouTube video and having a 12-year-old explain low level coding to me. That was an eye opener. It's kind of crazy.
Funny.
I do plan on opening the server to all our listeners, soon. Just not yet. I want to get everything, you know,
perfect for you.
Perfect for you. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, soon our podcast will have its very own Minecraft server.
Very nice.
But yeah, it's been an experience. It's really fun. And hopefully, you know, everything goes well and I can just continue to manage the server for a long time. And I plan on, like the mode that it's in right now, it's kind of like a survival, but with, you know, job, like an economy and job situation going on right now. I do plan on changing it at some point, like giving it like 6 months and then, you know, changing it to a different style, maybe like a server with just a bunch of mini games. That'd be kind of cool. But I kind of wanted like a long form type of server to start out. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I'm excited. Hopefully, if you guys, you know, bug Devin enough, he'll help me and he'll manage it because Devin's an old fart now and he only plays Rocket League.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Truth.
You got any more or should I keep going?
If you got something else, go for it.
Did you know that Elon and Grimes broke up?
I did not.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal. At first, I saw a headline saying they were getting divorced. And I was like, oh, no. Another, like, Jeff Bezos is happening, you know, when, you know, Jeff Bezos got divorced. But Elon and Grimes were not married. They were just technically dating and living together and had a kid together. So good for Elon, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It kind of sucks.
But. Yeah, it's a shame that they're breaking up, but I mean, and I doubt that, you know, I'm pretty sure it happened on like, you know, like nothing crazy happened. They were both like, it was a mutual thing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And I don't expect Elon to be a douche and just like leave her hanging. But like Grimes is, she's a pretty big musical artist as well. So she has her own money. Mm-hmm. But I saw a funny meme that said, it said like XAE95XYZ is taking the breakup pretty well. it was like
Kyle?
Yeah, it was like a picture of like a robot or something. It was pretty funny. But yeah, so they're I looked up several times and
find out how to pronounce the kid's name.
I still don't know how to pronounce that, but the actual breakup, I looked that up several times, just to make sure that it was true. Mm-hmm. I did fact check myself, but if it, sorry, I got a random text from my boss. That was very vague and kind of scared me. But I don't
share.
He just texted, is everything okay? I don't know how to take that.
Did you try to call him?
No. I hope not. No, I didn't call him.
You probably butt dialed him and he heard you talking about Grimes and Elon breaking up and
yeah, he was super sad about it.
He was like, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Is everything okay with Elon? I'm worried.
Yeah. Either that or you really messed up a job at work and
you know, he's like,
why did you mess up so bad?
You know, I don't hope they listen to this, but I have a beef to pick. I'm like the guy, every single job, I don't know if it's because I have good work ethic or what, or if I'm just a pushover and I just will do whatever, you know, I get told to do. I always am the guy to pick up other people's jobs. Like, my job is not to do reception, but every dang time the receptionist is out, I end up having to be in the front and doing reception. Plus, my job that I'm paid to do. And, I mean, I do get paid hourly, so I can't really complain. It's not like I'm, you know, not getting paid, but it's just like, I'm sitting there doing reception, answering phones, like putting in orders and replying to emails. And then I'm like, people are like getting frustrated with me when I'm either like slow at it or like I have to ask a bunch of questions. And I'm like, dude, I don't do this. I'm not trained. Like I'm barely trained to do this. I don't do it every day. So there's some things that I've learned that I just forget. And like one of the guys that, you know, that works for us and that does upholstery got like snippy with me and it was in the morning and I like snapped at him. I was like, dude, you need to chill out, man. Yeah. Today.
That's probably why your boss asked if everything's okay. That guy probably complained about you.
No, he didn't. He's cool.
Oh, he's cool, but he snapped at you.
Yeah, that sounds real cool. It's just his personality. I know he didn't really mean it.
Yeah, okay.
The way it came out. But I was just like, it was in the morning, and I was already like flustered because I got there. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you're running the front desk. And I'm like, cool. And I'm like checking voicemails and like writing stuff down and trying to run around and like do stuff. And he's like, hey, I needed to get this done. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I can't find it. And he's like, that's not how you do that. And I was like, dude, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, chill out.
I literally don't work here.
So that was just a little rant for you guys. I don't know.
That's fine.
But hey, why don't you tell? Oh, can you?
No.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. That's true.
Not that I have any complaints at all.
No, it's not.
Very clear.
It's not complaints. It's something totally unrelated to
the previous thing we were talking.
Yeah, anyway. What was he? Okay, coworker, Lord of the Rings. Oh God. I watched Hoonigan. Hoonigan has been doing the This Versus That. Have you been watching those?
Yeah, I've watched a bunch of them.
Those are actually really good. Very entertaining stuff.
They get a little annoying at the beginning. Like, I just kind of want to see the race.
Yeah, they go. Like, they sometimes drag on the beginning way too long. I love Hoonigan.
That's my only complaint.
I love Hoonigan, but typically I'll just like fast forward to the races.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just had recently what was it? Do you remember? I forgot what brand of McLaren it was. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, it was a McLaren 720S. It was like it's twin turboed and it was tuned, and it had like a bunch of like, it was like carbon fiber out the wazoo. Like literally everything on the car was carbon fiber from the wheels to the freaking whole chassis was carbon fiber.
Wow,
it's ridiculous. And they raced it versus a Tesla Model S Plaid Edition straight off the lot. You want to guess who won?
The Plaid?
Yeah, the Plaid. It was kind of like, I was like, dang, man. I kind of don't want the Plaid to win, but I know it's going to win. the first run was kind of not fair. It was a dig to 1,000 feet. And obviously the...
You know, that's another thing. I don't like that they only go to 1,000 feet.
Well, in this race, they went to 1,500. And
well, yeah, but that's only if the guys racing decide to do that.
Well, listen to this. They decided to go to the 1,500. And in like the last... in the last race, the McLaren almost hit the wall at the very end. Like, he was like full brake and like almost tapped like the barricade at the very end of the strip.
Well, I know, but they should do quarter mile and that should be the end of it.
I don't think they have enough room. That's what I'm saying.
No, they have enough room for a quarter mile. If 1,500 feet is pushing it. But a quarter mile, yeah, they got that.
Yeah.
Easy.
I don't know. But the Plaid won every single race. No real surprises there. The McLaren is, you know, it's a really fast car, but the Plaid is just, you know, all-wheel drive, instant power. And it barely got pulled on. Like, the McLaren was pulling on it so slightly, it was insane. The power trend on like the when you dyno a car, like where you see the dips in your power. What was that called?
The dyno sheet?
No, like there's a word for the thing.
There is, I'm sure.
Dang it. But it's basically like, you know, there's no lag in power. It's just constant power all throughout, like up to 200 miles an hour in the Plaid. It's ridiculous. And then obviously in other cars you have shifting, which is, you know, automatic down in power. But just, it's insane. Just like the constant power aspect is ridiculous. Did we talk about Jake Paul fighting Tyron Woodley?
No. Did you hear about the fight between him and Floyd Mayweather being rigged?
You mean Logan Paul?
Oh yeah.
I don't
care about either of them, honestly, but
yeah, I don't either. But I mean, I kind of figured it was rigged, but was it confirmed rigged?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Like it's been talked about so much and like people have
evidence
and
was it Reddit confirmed?
No, it was like YouTuber confirmed.
Oh, okay. So basically the same thing.
Yeah.
In other news, today is the 1 year anniversary of the Lightning winning the Stanley Cup in 2020.
Wow.
They like to call it the COVID Cup when they were all in lockdown.
Oh my God, that was a year ago already?
Yeah. And the COVID Cup was already like on the, after the hard lockdowns and stuff. We've been
You know what's really funny?
What?
We didn't ever say anything about it, but last month was a year of us doing this podcast.
No shot.
August 11th, 2020, we made the podcast folder for uploading.
Are you serious?
August 11th, 2020.
No shot. That's insane. We've been doing this a year?
A year and a month now, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is insane. I did not know it was that long.
Yeah, August 11th, 2020. Corin created and shared an item. GG podcast.
Wow.
No activity before August 11th, 2020.
That is insane. It's our 1 year anniversary. It's
past our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it's past our 1 year anniversary. Why didn't we know that?
I thought it was because it was like right around the time that the Lightning won. We had just been doing it for a few weeks or like a month. And so when you said it, I was like, I think that's pretty close to when we started. And it was.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Pat on the back.
Congrats to us.
Yeah. 1 year, wow.
And Jordan's not even here to celebrate.
Yeah,
no champagne for him.
No champagne for, I mean, he's having champagne, but for his dumb anniversary.
Yeah, right?
Doesn't he know that the anniversary of the podcast is more important?
Right, exactly. Jeez. Thank you.
Come on, dude. Low blow. Mm-hmm. But we do wish him a happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess.
That is insane. That's I'm still a year.
Shocked?
I'm still shocked.
Let's see. What are our stats on this right now?
Oh, yeah. Let's go over our stats really fast while we're on this. And I know we've been slacking the past couple months because our lives, all of our lives have been ridiculous. And
yep.
We don't even advertise.
In the last year, we've had almost 1,000 plays total.
Wow.
Which... honestly, okay, some of you may think 1,000 views, 1,000 listens aren't that much.
Yeah.
But think about that. This is a little cringe because there's this meme about it. But if you were sitting in your room working on something, right? And 1,000 people stopped by to see what you were doing, that is a ton of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a ton.
There's 1,000 people out there, 1,000 of you guys that stop by just to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Just to listen to three idiots talk about random nonsense for an hour once a week.
Yeah. Well, not 1,000 people crazy. Every week, but,
No, no. I'm just saying, we're talking about nonsense every week.
Yeah. And if you think about it, too, this also is kind of cringe, but we don't advertise really at all. We'll post every once in a while about us dropping an episode, but that's about it. We don't advertise. We don't post anywhere. The only time I posted on my personal page about the podcast was when we first started it, and that was it. Mm-hmm. We love you all that come every week to listen to our podcast. Because you obviously like what we do. Because you weren't here for any other reason if you don't like us. So, but just the fact that all of you are here, organically to listen to us is really special and really cool.
Yeah.
And our oh wait, we haven't done a check on our
No, we still don't have any 60 plus.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Dang. You know, I was gonna
come on, help me out here, guys.
Oh,
oh, we got somebody from South Korea though.
Hey.
Shout out South Korea.
Shout out. Henry Cavill featuring Todd has 212 plays. Still our highest played episode, followed by Henry Cavill hates Star Wars.
I don't. Hold on. Hey, wait, how much does it have?
Which featuring one?
Todd.
Yeah, 212.
Where are you seeing the totals on this?
Go to, you're on dashboard, go to episodes at the top.
Oh, true.
But yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, this has been, holy crap, it's been a ride.
It has been.
I mean, we started.
And listen, this is with zero ads.
Yeah.
Zero ads. We've never run an ad on our channel.
No, we never run an ad.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet.
I mean, we would love to, but not yet.
Yeah. I mean, we started talking about it's all about family, you know?
Yeah.
About EVs, you know, and it's come up. We did a whole podcast about Among Us. Among Us hasn't been relevant for a year.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Henry Cavill, we're still trying to knock down the exact date when we can have him on. Hopefully this next year of the podcast, we can make that happen.
You know, maybe, but I'm not going to keep my hopes up, but.
I mean, Devin's going to try his hardest. That's what he means.
Yeah, I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can, but I can't guarantee anything.
Wow, a year, man.
It's nuts.
That's nuts.
Honestly.
Yeah.
All right. I think, I feel like we might be
running
out of topics here.
Yeah, I think
we're about some recalls we can do, and then we can wrap this up.
Yeah, let's end it with the recalls.
All right. So, let's see. Where are we at with this? All right. We got some Jaguar seatbelt recalls.
Oh, wow.
The 2021 and 22 F-Type, 20 to 21 F-Pace, and 21 XF vehicles with automatic locking retractors deactivating early. So get those checked. Make sure your seatbelts work properly. Land Rover has the same recall on the 2021 and 2022 Range Rovers. The 2020 to 2021 Range Rover Velar and Discovery Sport.
Velar.
As well as, I have no idea. I've never even heard of that.
It's a weird name.
Yeah, I thought every Range Rover was basically the same.
Yeah.
Let's be real. They all look identical.
Like, they make different models?
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
And then also the Discovery and Defender vehicles. Porsche has a rear axle recall on the 13 to 15 Boxster, 13 to 14 Boxster S, 14 and 15 Cayman S, and 15 Boxster GTS and Cayman GTS. Rear axle carrier side sections may fracture, causing loss of control. And then we got Toyota Tundra recall, 2018 to 2021. The headlight electrical circuits may power the high and low simultaneously, which could overheat the electrical connector and cause a fire. All right, we got Ford back in the running.
Hey, Ford.
Ford is recalling 2021 Mustang Mach-E vehicles. The windshield may have not been properly bonded to the vehicle, which could allow it to detach.
Jeez.
So get those checked. Don't let your windshield fly off. But let's face it, nobody really bought the Mach-E, so it's not a big deal.
If you did, just throw it away.
Yeah, if you did, it's broken. Just throw it in the garbage. Trade it in and get a real Mustang.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Mustang guy, but get a real Mustang. Kia recalls the 2015 to 2017 Sedona. The Smart Junction Box software logic may not interpret the signals received from the multifunction switch. All this sounds like gibberish to me, but it could cause the start turn signal to activate in the opposite direction of what the driver intended.
Wow.
You do that like as a joke, but but like to actually, like, I'm turning left, and then your car's like, nah, we going right.
Wow. That's and not then, good.
No, so get that checked.
Yeah.
Cause like, listen, if I'm in the right lane and you're in the left lane, right, and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna go over to the middle, and then all of a sudden you put on like your left turn signal, I'm gonna go into the middle. But if you come into the middle and I'm going into the middle, we got a problem.
Big problem.
Yeah.
Especially for Devin.
Yeah. All right. Ford roof panel recall. So Ford is recalling 2021 Mustang Mach-E vehicles again.
Oh my goodness.
The vehicle's panoramic roof glass panel may not have been properly bonded to the vehicle, which could allow it to detach. So their front windshield and their roof is flying off.
So yeah, just throw it away.
It's basically a Lego car.
Yeah, it's a Lego
car. You basically have a Lego car now. just pop off the top and the windshield and you got this. All right. And then we have Hyundai with 2017 Tucson and Sonata hybrid vehicles. The connecting rod bearings inside the engine may wear prematurely, which can result in engine damage. It can increase the risk of a fire, cause the engine to stall, or increase the risk of a crash. So the entire engine will be replaced under this.
Wow.
So if you're like Corin's coworker that we talked about earlier, where you have a recall on any of these, go get them checked.
Yeah.
I mean, when a dealer takes care of a recall, they usually take care of it pretty well. You usually benefit quite a bit. So you're getting a free motor out of this one if you have this issue. So there's 96,000 of these that are being recalled. I'd say there's a pretty good shot that you might have one of them.
Yeah.
All right, and then we got 2019 to 21 Ram ProMaster City recall. Certain 2019 to 21 Ram ProMaster City vehicles, one or both turn signal lights may fail. The flashing rate may not change to warn the driver of the failure. And as such, these vehicles fail to comply with the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard number 108. Lamps, reflective devices, and associated equipment. So you may be unaware that your turn signals aren't working properly, which obviously can cause the increased risk of a crash. At least they come with turn signals and like BMWs.
Yeah.
Then we got Jeep recalling the 2021 Grand Cherokee L. There's 56,000 of these being recalled. It is for a radio software error, which may prevent the rear view image from displaying, causing them to fail safety standard number 111, rear visibility. Which, if the rear view camera does not display an image, reduces the driver's rear view, increasing the risk of a crash. So, your radio will be updated and potentially replaced free of charge, depending on if update fixes it. So go ahead and get that checked, because that's pretty important. You should definitely see what's behind you when you're backing up. It helps.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew it would help?
Yeah, right? Who knew? All right, guys. We covered a lot of stuff today in this episode. We talked about Elon Musk and Grimes parting ways. Talked about one of our listeners out there getting a new engine because of a recall notice. So that was good. Talked about Mazda potentially having the future of the Miata stuck in their hands. So hopefully that goes well. Also talked about Amazon's New World game that released today. Hopefully we see that they can figure something out with that server-wise so that everybody can get in and actually try the game. We talked about Corin's Minecraft server also.
Yeah.
There will be more information on that coming up soon once he gets some things settled on there. And as always,
and most importantly, we get the recalls. And most importantly, we talked about you guys and how we love you guys. And you've been here with us for a whole year now, which right. is kind of crazy. And we love you all as individually, yep. you know, thank you for listening to us blabber on for an hour every week and sometimes
yeah, we appreciate
missing
you
a week, but you still come back. I mean,
listen, we're only human. We're not being fake. We don't have, you know, we're not like some of these YouTubers that are out there that just only do this.
Yeah.
We have actual jobs. We have lives. We have families to take care of. We have other things that go on. The podcast is definitely important to us, but it's also we have to take care of other things at the same time. It's not our only involvement, unfortunately.
Yeah. But this next year, you know, we're going to change some things. We're going to put a little more effort into the podcast, hopefully get some new listeners in here. And you know, get some more content for you guys because we love doing this. I can speak for all of us, you know, when I say that we love yep. doing this. So, yeah, we love you guys and we'll see you next yep. week.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.